Welcome to the Bioethics Podcast. I'm Matthew Epinette, Executive Director of the Center for Bioethics and Human Dignity at Trinity International University. This episode of the podcast features an article I wrote last month on recent developments in artificial intelligence, particularly within the realm of healthcare. What do we need to know about these rapidly developing new technologies? And how might Christians think about and respond to AI? Before we get to that, though, the Bioethics Colloquium Lecture Series kicks off this month. The Bioethics Degree Program at Trinity Evangelical Divinity School, which is part of our host institution, will hold this series of free lectures, in person and live streamed, on current topics in bioethics in January, February, and March. The first lecture will be Thursday, January 25, from 7 p.m. to 8:30 p.m. Central. It will feature CBHD fellow Theo A. Bohr, PhD, who from 2005 to 2014 served on a Dutch governmental review committee on euthanasia. During those years, he became increasingly critical of developments in this field and has since become one of the most vocal critics of the Dutch euthanasia law. The lecture will be followed by a time of Q&A. There is no charge to attend, and it will be available in person and live streamed. To sign up, visit the Eventbrite link in the description or show notes of this episode. Again, the lecture is free, the topic is assisted dying, and it is being delivered by a former member of the Dutch Governmental Review Committee on Euthanasia. You may attend in person or online. It will take place on Thursday, January 25, at 7 p.m. Central. This is a free event brought to you by the Bioethics Degree Program at Trinity Evangelical Divinity School, part of our host institution. We'll have much more information about the February and March lectures as they draw closer, so stay tuned. And now, a brief article I wrote last month addressing recent developments in artificial intelligence. Here is Artificial Intelligence, More Than Bite-Sized Issues, by Matthew Epinette, MBA, PhD. Artificial intelligence has come to increased prominence over the past year thanks to the introduction of large language models such as OpenAI's ChatGPT, Google's Bard, and text-to-image and text-to-video models like DALL-E, Stable Diffusion, Adobe's Firefly, and others. Indeed, in the time I've been writing this article, Google or Alphabet's DeepMind began making their Gemini AI available, and Meta has placed their AI image generator on a standalone website, Imagine with Meta AI. But what is AI? What capabilities does it have? And how should we as Christians think about and approach it? While AI is all over the news, artificial intelligence is difficult to define. Providing a definition of artificial intelligence seems to be something of an academic industry all in itself. Philosophy and ethics professor Jason Thacker offers a good, accessible definition. He writes, quote, "Artificial intelligence is an emerging field of technology defined as non-biological intelligence where a machine is programmed to accomplish complex goals by applying knowledge to the task at hand. Because it's non-biological, AI can be copied and reprogrammed at relatively low cost. In certain forms, it is extremely flexible." Close quote. However, embedded in this definition are difficult to define terms like intelligence and knowledge. In What Do You Mean by AI? Temple University's Pai Wang looks at five ways of defining AI in terms of structure, behavior, capability, function, or principle. AI then can refer to something along a continuum of algorithms of various complexities to the eventual goal of achieving artificial general intelligence, or AGI. It is indeed difficult to define. AGI is the hope of some and the fear of others. It is artificial intelligence that is at least as smart as human beings and would quite likely be able to create AI that is even more intelligent. In other words, AGI is a form of AI that is capable of creativity, including the capacity to reproduce and improve upon itself. This form of AI is sometimes referred to as superintelligence, and some predict that it would likely result in the total displacement and perhaps even elimination of human life. Of course, many who are involved in the development of various forms of artificial intelligence do not believe that we will ever achieve the kind of generalizable human-like intelligence to threaten human life directly. However, other concerns are already evident, such as the generation and amplification of misinformation, bias in training inputs and data outputs, and issues of privacy and intellectual property related to the vast amounts of data needed for training. Applications of AI in medicine. One area where AI is already playing a role is in the realm of drug discovery. Machine programming can mix and match various chemical elements in attempts to discover new medicines. However, in one experiment, researchers at a North Carolina pharmaceutical company made a small change to an algorithm's parameters that caused the AI to generate 40,000 deadly molecules, which could have then been created in a lab. This demonstrates not only the power of AI, but also ways in which it can be directed toward both curative and destructive ends. Also in the area of medicine, but this time in patient care, AI has been employed to help detect sepsis earlier in hospitalized patients. However, The Wall Street Journal in June ran an article entitled, "When AI Overrules the Nurses Caring for You," that illustrated the problem of allowing an algorithm to supersede human experience and intuition. The story reads, quote, "In a survey of 1,042 registered nurses published this month by National Nurses United, 24% of respondents said they had been prompted by a clinical algorithm to make choices they believed were not in the best interest of patients based on their clinical judgment and scope of practice about issues such as patient care and staffing. Of those, 17% said they were permitted to override the decision, while 31% weren't allowed, and 34% said they needed a doctor or supervisor's permission." Close quote. Recent articles in the New England Journal of Medicine also highlight the ethical issues of AI's use in healthcare, such as artificial intelligence and machine learning in clinical medicine, and benefits, limits, and risks of GPT-4 as an AI chatbot for medicine. These articles and others are leading up to the launch of a new journal in the New England Portfolio, an online-only monthly journal on AI. Quote, "To identify and evaluate state-of-the-art applications of artificial intelligence to clinical medicine. In addition to original research, NEJM AI will provide reviews, policy perspectives, and accessible educational material targeted at practicing physicians and clinician leaders interested in applying AI, computer scientists seeking to translate algorithmic advances to clinical practice, and policymakers and regulators." Close quote. The inaugural issue of NEJM AI was just published on December 11, 2023. AI is demonstrably a tool that can be applied in good and helpful ways, as well as in ways that are harmful. The survey of nurses who have been overruled or contradicted by AI raises the practical and immediate problem of adjudicating who finally decides, the human being with experience or the AI with vast programming. In order to deliver excellent patient care, decision processes must be streamlined so that delays are minimized. But often those decisions are made using inputs that are not necessarily measurable or able to be programmed into an algorithm. AI ethics and a Christian response. In June of 2023, the Southern Baptist Convention passed a resolution on AI and emerging technologies. Considered the first such statement by a religious denomination, the document emphasizes that AI is a technology that they will seek, quote, "to engage from a place of eschatological hope rather than uncritical embrace or fearful rejection," close quote. Indeed, as Christians, we must not lose sight of the fact that our hope is not in anything in the created world, but in the one who created all things. AI pushes us toward increased efficiency and exacting precision in thinking and acting. It is worth asking whether the technological pursuit of efficiency and precision, as good as they are, might cause a diminution of other human goods. In other words, are these goods preeminent human goods? How do they rank among other goods? And how do we decide? A thoughtful essay in Plow, for example, asks the provocative question, what problem does ChatGPT solve? In the article, the author warns that it is possible that engaging with AI may lead to an atrophy of both our intellectual capacities and our creative abilities. AI, like most digital technologies, holds forth the promise of great improvements to our lives. But a significant aspect of evaluating whether and to what degree human lives actually improve must not neglect hard thinking about what exactly human flourishing is. What counts as improvement, that is, movement toward human flourishing, and who exactly gets to make such assessments in our pluralistic and increasingly secular society? For Christians, I suggest we begin by asking, in what ways does AI move us toward love of God and neighbor, and in what ways does it work against our obedience to these greatest two commandments? We must consider how these apply to our own use of AI, as well as how the existence and use of AI generally affect us all. The answers are not obvious. It will require sustained, deep study, and perhaps even the accumulation of some experience with AI, to make sound determinations. May God grant us wisdom as we navigate our medtech times. That was Artificial Intelligence, More Than Bite-Sized Issues, by me, Matthew Epinet. You've been listening to the Bioethics Podcast, a project of the Center for Bioethics and Human Dignity, copyright 2024, all rights reserved. The Center for Bioethics and Human Dignity is a Christian bioethics research center at Trinity International University, exploring the nexus of biomedicine, biotechnology, and our common humanity. Our website, cbhd.org, has a wealth of materials on a wide range of bioethical issues. For more information about the Center and to support the work of the Center and projects like this podcast, please visit our website, cbhd.org. My name is Matthew Epinet, and I'm the Executive Director of the Center. Thank you for listening to the Bioethics Podcast.